You that in merriment delight, pray listen well to what I write. It is a pleasant jest you'll find to cure a melancholy mind. As I upon the watch did stand, with staff and lantern in my hand, a frightful creature there I see, which for amazed and startled me. It seemed to have four sprawling feet, on which it crawled along the street, and towards me at length it came, breathing as 'twere a burning flame. This creature was arrayed in clothes, a huge broad face, but ne'er a nose, nor any eyes could I behold, the heart within my breast was cold. The brawny cheeks did me surprise, they being of the largest size than I had seen in all my days. I for a while did stand and gaze. What course to take I could not tell, thought I it is some fiend of hell that came to scare and frighten us. With courage then I answered thus: I am a watchman at my post, therefore if thou art hag or ghost, or a hobgoblin or nightmare, speak up, quoth I, friend who comes there. Shameless, the apparition cried. Immediately I then replied, I'll quit my post since it is so, in shameless come and shameless go. Methought a human voice I heard, although an ill-shaped thing appeared. Therefore to the main watch I run, crying out, friends, we're all undone. The watch cried out, what do you mean? Saith I, old Satan, I have seen. He is approaching to this place with flaming fire in his face. This said, we went to meet him then, with staves and clubs full 20 men. At length this devil proved to be old drunken Joan of Finsbury, who being in an alehouse late, not very far from Bishop's Gate, had laid a wager of a crown that she would cross fair London town. When it was sleeping fast in bed, her coats and smock thrown o'er her head, she backward was obliged to crawl upon her hands, nay feet and all. Accordingly away she went, and in her brawny fundament a lighted candle placed must be, which was a dreadful sight to see. Joan won the wager, for she passed across the city, and at last, meeting the watch, she turned about and fairly blew her candle out. Home she returned without delay. There was good laughing the next day at the poor watchman, who declared he ne'er before had been so scared. Upon her hands and feet she come, exposing of her naked bum, in which there stuck a candle lighted. This would the hardest man affrighted. Kind neighbours, this was William Green, by whom this dismal sight was seen. The woman's name is known to be old shameless Joan of Finsbury.